Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Complete Guide to Building a Memory Palace by Graham Best is a practical introduction to the method of loci, a classic mnemonic strategy that turns familiar places into organized storage for information. Built around the idea that spatial memory is naturally strong, the book explains how to select locations you already know, map them into reliable routes, and place vivid mental images along the way so facts become easier to recall. Rather than treating memory as a mysterious talent, it frames it as a trainable skill that can support study, work presentations, language learning, and everyday recall. Readers can expect step-by-step guidance on designing palaces of different sizes, choosing what kinds of information fit best, and strengthening retrieval through intentional practice. The emphasis is on creating a repeatable system. You build a structure once, then reuse it to store new material with speed and confidence. It is positioned for beginners, but also helps returning users troubleshoot common problems and improve consistency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the memory palace and why it works. A core topic is the foundational concept behind a memory palace, also known as the method of loci. The approach relies on the brain's ability to remember locations, routes, and spatial layouts with less effort than abstract lists. The book clarifies that a memory palace is not just imagination for its own sake, it is a structured framework where each spot in a familiar environment becomes a stable cue for recall. By attaching information to a sequence of locations, you create an ordered path that naturally prompts the next item. This helps reduce the mental load of holding a list in working memory and replaces it with a walk through a known space. The explanation typically emphasizes the power of distinct, sensory images and the importance of making associations memorable through exaggeration, motion, and emotion. It also highlights that this technique can support both short-term recall, such as a speech outline, and longer-term retention, such as study material. By grounding the method in how memory and attention tend to operate, the book makes the technique feel learnable and reliable rather than magical. Secondly, choosing locations, building routes, and creating reliable loci. Another key topic is the practical process of selecting the right place to serve as your palace and turning it into a dependable route of loci, meaning specific stopping points. The book focuses on using locations you know well, such as your home, workplace, or a common walking route, because familiarity reduces confusion during recall. It explains how to define an unchanging path through the space, so the order stays consistent each time you revisit it mentally. This includes deciding where you start, which direction you move, and how you handle transitions like doorways, stairs, or hallways. The guidance also covers how many loci to create, how to space them so they are distinct, and how to avoid choosing spots that blend together. Readers learn to treat each locus as a clear container, not a vague area, so that later images have a stable anchor. The topic often includes troubleshooting issues like losing your place, skipping loci, or accidentally reordering a route, and it encourages testing the route repeatedly before storing important information. Thirdly, designing memorable images and strong associations. The effectiveness of a memory palace depends heavily on the quality of the images you place, so the book devotes significant attention to image design and association strength. It explains that ordinary, flat images are easy to forget, while bizarre, exaggerated, multi-sensory scenes tend to stick. You are encouraged to add color, sound, texture, movement, and emotional intensity because these features make the memory trace more distinctive. The book also teaches how to convert dry information into imagery, such as turning a name, concept, or number into something concrete you can see. It typically discusses linking rules: place the image directly on the locus, make the interaction clear, and ensure the scene is unmistakably tied to the intended meaning. Another element is avoiding interference, where similar images crowd each other and cause confusion. The topic provides strategies for uniqueness, such as changing scale, adding a dramatic action, or using a personal connection. By focusing on how to encode information vividly and accurately, the book aims to help readers recall not only the presence of an item, but also its precise details in the correct order. Fourthly, applying memory palaces to study, work, and everyday recall, a practical topic is how to apply the technique to real-world goals beyond memorizing random lists. The book outlines ways to store structured material, such as presentation outlines, exam topics, vocabulary, or key points from reading. For speeches and meetings, a palace can provide a reliable sequence of cues that reduces anxiety about forgetting. For students, it can support organizing chapters, definitions, and processes in a retrievable order, especially when combined with review schedules. For language learning, loci can hold words grouped by theme, while imagery can encode meaning and sound alike. The book also considers everyday uses, grocery lists, errands, names and faces, or important steps in a procedure. A key part of this topic is deciding what information fits well in a palace and what might need a different approach. It typically encourages starting with smaller palaces, using them for high-value material, and gradually expanding. The emphasis is on building a flexible toolkit where you can create multiple palaces for different contexts and retrieve information quickly under real-time pressure. Lastly, practice, maintenance, and avoiding common mistakes. A memory palace system improves with practice, and the book addresses how to train, maintain, and refine it over time. It explains that initial setup is only the first step. Consistent mental walkthroughs strengthen the route and reduce the chance of missing loci. The topic often highlights common mistakes such as choosing unfamiliar locations, making images too similar, placing multiple items on one locus without clear separation, or failing to review. Another challenge is reuse. When you want to store new information in the same palace, old images can interfere unless you clear them or assign the palace to a stable category. The book typically offers strategies like dedicating palaces to specific domains, using periodic refresh sessions, and employing spaced repetition principles so important material stays accessible. It may also discuss pacing, learning to place images quickly without sacrificing clarity, and building confidence by timing your walkthroughs. By presenting memory palaces as a skill that develops through deliberate repetition, the book helps readers adopt realistic expectations. The goal is not perfection on day one, but a dependable method that becomes faster and more accurate with structured practice. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want a clear entry into mnemonic techniques, as well as learners who have tried the memory palace method before but struggled with consistency. Students preparing for exams, professionals who need to retain talking points or technical steps, and lifelong learners building knowledge across topics can all benefit. The main life benefit is practical control over recall. You gain a repeatable way to store information so it is easier to retrieve on demand, which can reduce stress and improve confidence in academic and work settings. It can also make learning feel more engaging, since the process turns abstract facts into vivid scenes and purposeful mental journeys. Compared with many memory improvement books that stay theoretical or jump rapidly into advanced systems, this guide stands out by emphasizing concrete construction, choosing locations, defining loci, creating images, and maintaining routes through practice. That hands-on focus makes it easier to translate the method into daily routines and measurable results. If you want a straightforward, skill-based manual that helps you build a usable memory palace and keep it working, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Graham Best, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.